You're listening to the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm News Team correspondent KP Whaley, and joining me by telephone with lots of social distance is Brandon Cordery. Brandon is the director of the VAE Raleigh, which is an arts organization he can tell us about, as well as the Awesome Foundation. And Brandon, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for helping to spread the word.
Yeah, and let's talk about that word, because we heard about your organization. It's based in Raleigh. It's an arts organization helping artists and musicians. And you've started a fund to help sort of the artists and musicians that are suffering right now because of cancellations of shows and exhibits. And I wanted to let you have an ability to talk to our Asheville residents who might be able to help in the funding, but also to some of our artists here who may be able to apply for that funding as well, correct?
Yeah. Every artist across North Carolina are able to apply. Yeah, we launched our fund on this past Sunday, just kind of quickly pulled it together, because VAE is a cultural organization that serves what we like to think of as creative people. So that includes everything from your traditional landscape painter to your classical musician to circus performers. And we were just seeing an onslaught coming of cancellations. And, you know, there's so much talk about the gig economy, but as if it's a new thing, but it's really not a new thing, because the arts have been running as a gig economy for so long.
Right.
And as people, you know, rightfully so, are practicing social distancing and canceling large events, that's having a very big economic impact on artists. We're getting applications for funds to the fund, you know, every couple minutes. I have an application in my inbox. Currently, the reported lost income that artists are sharing with us, and we asked them what the minimum amount they thought they were losing in income. So not things that might be canceled or things that will be postponed, but what is the actual tangible minimum amount that has been canceled for you? And they've reported over $250,000
wow.
in loss in North Carolina. And that's just individual artists. The arts organizations themselves are going to struggle for sure. As someone who runs one, I can tell you it's not going to be a blast. And so we wanted to create a link between people who wanted to help, you know, sort of plug some of those holes, and the people who were experiencing the loss of income. So the fund is a partnership between VAE, ArtSpace, Pinecone, which is a traditional music organization, and United Arts Council of Raleigh and Wake County. And honestly, it's just, we banded together because we were all sort of seeing the same thing at the same time and on the same text thread, and just said, great, if we put all of our logos on it, it'll give us more power to bring in funds. And then, you know, from there we can disperse them. And I just got off our first call to make decisions about funding disbursements. We were going to try and disperse funds once a week, as long as funds are coming in. And so we're about to release $10,000, to a bunch of artists for that first round. And we're going to let
amazing.
Them know it's not their, you know, it might not be their last check that they receive. We're going to keep following up as long as we have income to do so.
Right. And the 10,000 is kind of where you're at right now with funding. I'm looking at your website, and that's pretty phenomenal. If you've only raised in 4 or 5 days, but I became aware of your organization just about 2 days ago, and you were about half of that. So you've really raised a lot of money very quickly. And I think it would be appropriate to kind of talk about how a listener out there in Asheville who wants to help support with the work that you're doing and help support some of these artists, how they might be able to plug in.
Yeah, we would love that. Our website is just vaeraleigh.org. The fund's on our website because that was the easiest place to get it up quickly and to try and you know, sort of fix as much of this as possible, as quickly as possible. Right there on our homepage, you'll see the NC Artist Relief Fund. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and we are posting about this nonstop. And once you click on the fund, there's two buttons. You can donate funds and you can apply for funds. So obviously, currently the need way outpaces what we're able to fundraise. So anyone that wants to throw money in, we will be very grateful. I can say that as someone who's personally donated, whose husband has personally donated, who I convinced my board to transfer some money over to the fund. So we're pulling from everywhere we can, and every dollar is very much appreciated.
Great.
The stories we're getting in from people are, you know, I can't afford childcare. You know, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. People think of the arts as a second job, a side hustle, but we are lucky in North Carolina to have so many creative individuals who are providing us with entertainment and culture all the time. And it is how they pay their rent, how they pay their mortgage, how they buy groceries and just make ends meet. So many people are hurting. We just want people to remember that artists are among them.
Right.
And chip in.
How difficult is it to apply?
It is very easy to apply. And that is only showcased by how many applications I'm getting in my inbox while we're on the phone right now. It is just personal information, and then we ask you to list, you know, your social media website so that we can promote the artists who are applying for funds. We're asking for Venmo and PayPal information if you have it, just because if something were to happen where the U.S. mail is delayed, we will... I'll work with my board to loosen our financial policies so that we can use those to disperse funds. And then it just asks you, you know, have you had gigs canceled? And then please tell us what those gigs are, and please tell us a person that we could follow up with to verify. And then we ask what the minimum amount you need to cover your immediate expenses are. It probably takes 10 minutes if you had a lot of gigs with a lot of different contacts. But I would say most people probably filled it out in a couple minutes.
Yeah, that's great. And that makes it a lot easier. You're also, as you already mentioned, distributing the funds very quickly then too. You just started this and you know, 4 or 5 days ago, you're releasing your first round today. So what's your plan for future funding releases?
We plan to make funding decisions every Thursday as long as there are funds to disperse, and then to get those checks cut and sent out as long as they can be delivered by that method.
That's great. Well, I am appreciative of the work that you're doing there in Raleigh. I know the folks here will appreciate it as well. Is there anything that, you know, I'm noticing that our community is really stepping in and helping each other out. I'm assuming something similar is happening there in Raleigh as well.
Yeah, we've seen so many different funds like this spring up for restaurant workers, et cetera. But we have a couple art teachers who are doing a separate fundraiser. There's actually an artist in Western North Carolina, Joshua White, who just launched a 10-type toilet paper photography art sale that will benefit the fund. And VAE ourselves, we launched a toilet paper art benefit auction, which we are using the hashtag duty doodle to promote. It's just we're asking artists to, you know, use the Seinfeld model of sparing a square and just make art on a square of toilet paper, post it to Instagram, and then enter it into a platform. We've raised like $600 to go towards the fund, and people bidding on our work on toilet tissue.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so everyone's banding together in their creative ways to just try and raise money for the people they care about.
Yeah, we are a creative community, so it's wonderful to see that happening across our state. Anything else you want to add, Brandon, before we let you go?
Nope. I just want to wish people safe and healthy next few months.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.